It's time now for Empowered Family Talk with Francita Hallris.
May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Good morning. It's family time, and welcome back to Empower Family Talk right here on Praise 107.9, Jacksonville, Florida. We the people, paying it forward in this 21st century as we come together to balance these scales of justice within our mindsets. Are we ready? Good morning, Marcus. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. The sun is shining and the skies are blue. So we're very happy about that. Now, we've got a great, one of my favorite topics today, Marcus. Do you want to share, kick us off there with our topic today?
Yes, Francina. Today's topic is mindset. And I think it's so crucial in what we're going through right now across the globe to really pay some tribute to that word and what it really means. Mindset is really about how you view yourself, and what it's about is keeping yourself moving and going in a position of being positive, having self-confidence, and believing at your core that you deserve to succeed. And unfortunately, Francina, for me, I went through something like this around mindset back in 2013 when I was bankrupt and I had lost everything due to my construction company failing. And I was working. I was fired from two jobs in the same week. I was working as a custodian, making $8.25 an hour to support my family. And I was happy with that. But then when I had that pivotal moment, Francine, where someone spoiled milk and all that got on my bare skin, my clothes, my body, that's when I had to make a decision, the ultimate mindset, you know, pivot and shift, that if I was going to get my life back together, it had to start with me. I call that the inside to outside theory. We have to always look at ourselves first. How can we make a difference? How can we alter and change and pivot to get us in a better position? And I tell people all the time, you can have a bend mindset where things are hard, you get stressed, that's fine, but never have a break mindset. And usually, frankly, what happens is when we have that break mindset, we're so negative and so down on ourselves, we end up breaking our own mindset, our own confidence. So I talk about all the time, have a bend but don't break mindset, but it all starts printing with us, the inside to outside theory. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I love this topic because the mind is so vast. And for me, I'm going to share with you, Marcus, and our listeners, in my daily meditation, what I always go back to the scripture and what God tells us about our minds and our scriptures. And so today, I'd like to challenge all of us to be intentional about choosing the mindset that we have throughout our day today. And that we are going to make a promise to monitor our thought patterns throughout this week. What kind of thoughts are best? And in Paul's letter in Colossians, he instructs all of us to pay attention to what our mind is focused on. In Colossians 3:2, and I encourage our listeners to read about that. He said, we're to set our minds on things above, not on earthly things. When we focus our thoughts on God's truth found in the Bible, we are much better off than when we set our minds on our life challenges and the things of this world. So I share that with you, Marcus. As you know, I keep everything in my servant leadership with my work with God. And to your point in 2013 and to mine in 2014 when I had to reorganize a multi-million dollar business in nuclear security that I built over 17 years, due to corruption on the inside. It wasn't from the outside, it was from the inside. And so at that critical point, when we talk about our mindset and reaching our next generation today and in the new America, what drives that thought process? Would I realize that at that moment, the business falling like you did and reorganizing and restructuring? It took everything I had inside me to know that God says, keep your mind stayed on me, and I will keep it in perfect peace. And you just find a way to just go through that. Is that right, Marcus? Did you have that just nudging of that spiritual foundation that my mind says do this, throw it all away, give up, you're a failure, no, you don't matter, all those things. But then the other mind says, God says, I will be with you. Keep your mind on me. Have you encountered that in your experiences, Marcus?
Absolutely, I have, Francine. And that's exactly what happened to me when I had that pivotal moment. I was on the curb, had my head in my hand, and I was crying. And I was literally, I just felt defeated. I felt deflated. And my mind was at the point where it was almost completely broken. And it was so, so close. And I remember just hearing a voice, and I remember someone was telling me to get up. It was a voice, and I know it was God's voice saying, get up, get up. You cannot do anything from this curve. You can't get anything accomplished sitting down, wallowing in self-pity, wallowing in the fact that you made a mistake like most men do. Because I really realized, Christina, that my demise in my construction company was not just the fact I made some bad decisions. I was not honoring and I was not really rewarding God by praising him and thanking him. And I wasn't being a good individual with the rewards I was given. I had worked hard for them and I was humble in the beginning. That's why God continued to bless me in the business. But once I became arrogant, once I became self-centered, once I became, you know, when I had those very, I call them the personality ethics. Like I was all about, you know, mediocrity. I was about intimidating people to get what I wanted done. I was rageful. I was all about, you know, if you hurt me, I was going to hurt you back. All those horrible things. That's when God, in less than 3 months, took away from me. It took me five and a half years to build. And that moment made me realize that God saying, get up, it's time to move. You've made a mistake. You've owned it. And without, here's what I tell my friends all the time, without the custodian job, there's no way I am who I am today. Because I would have never taken full accountability. Because that's what happens to us in life. I feel when we make mistakes, if we're willing to own them, fix them, move on, God will give us a show of delight to do something else. But the ones who make mistakes but still continue to blame others, that still continue to live in a, I call it a fixed mindset, where you don't think you can do anything better, you're perfect, you can't grow. And if you have that attitude, I feel you'll stay. And that's exactly why, Francina, between April 2013 and September 2013, I continued to struggle. Because I had that fixed mindset. It was my partner's fault, my employee, the developer. I didn't blame anyone but the outside world. But when that moment happened, I got from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. And as I started to evolve more, I went into a victory mindset where I'm concerned not just about my growth. That's a growth mindset. A victory mindset, you're concerned about your growth, but also your teams, your friends, your colleagues, your family, anyone you come into contact with. You're always concerned about their growth. And that's the mindset that we need to be living in. Because when you live in that mindset, I truly believe God will give you abundant gifts and he'll give you abundant, you know, things that you need to help others continue to get into that and that victory mindset mentality.
Marcus, I really value this topic today, as you do. I'm very passionate about it, because when you look at the conditions of the world we're in today, in 2020, and when we take a look at that household, because as we've always talked about, even with Mr. Graham last week, we talked about the mindset and how is the mother and the father, or custodians of our children, developing and shaping the minds of those children. And the household, what are you watching on TV? What are you listening to? How are you feeding your mind? Because once we leave our doors at the house, we manifest in the external world what we have been programmed to believe in our minds. Now, do you feel that our families, our parents and leaders are prepared for the new mindset that it's going to take to flourish and be a contributing citizen of our society today?
I believe that our parents and our education system is going to do very well to provide that for our youth, for the new America, as long as they feel and they are open to change and growth and advancement by surrounding themselves with great people, but also being willing to get the information from others and apply it. You can't provide any type of foundation, any type of structure for anyone if you're not willing to grow yourself. I tell this all the time to my partner, Dawn. When I work with her, I learn from her. As she puts things out, I'm always learning. When I coach my clients, I'm always learning. When I'm listening to you talk, Francina, and Mr. Graham talk, I'm always learning. That's the type of mentality and mindset we have to have as the leaders of today to help inspire the leaders of tomorrow. And it all starts with our own thought process of advancing and evolving ourselves and shaping ourselves into better people to provide a great source of enrichment, information, and knowledge, and provide our youth the real tools, the real mindset, understanding, the real way to build an inner circle. For example, it's all the time. You want to have people in your inner circle that what? Build you up, not tear you down. So I believe the parents and our education system and our leaders of today can do that. They can lead and teach and provide a great mindset training for our youth for tomorrow. But as we just have to remember and maintain, as even though we're leaders today, we can still learn, we can still grow, and we can continue to advance in our life. And doing that will put us in a great position to succeed.
Yes, yes. And I love working with our youth, Marcus. I'm sure you do day to day. We're answering a lot of questions. And one of the cute things one of our students had to say was, they've been trained at home in the good way, the manners and what they watch on TV. The parents are doing a fabulous job with the children in shaping what they see from the inside on the outside of the world. So when these kids are in sports and they go to school, and they came back home a few weeks ago for remote learning and said, what we're being taught in school is different than what we're taught at home. So which one do we choose? And one of the proverbs came back. I'm sure you've heard of the old proverb that says, we all have two wolves inside of us, and the one that wins is the one that we feed. What say you, Marcus?
Oh, I agree with you 100%. Everybody has two sides, wolves, however you want to call it, that are in us. And if we feed the good side by strong inner circle, great mentors, taking advice, always evolving and growing, then the good side will manifest itself. If we're getting around bad people, bad information, if we have very unstable mentors or guidance, or we don't have any mentors or guidance or any leadership to help us move down the right path, then what happens is you end up with that bad side manifest itself. This is why I'm so big on enriching, providing information, teaching knowledge to the youth. And a great way to do that is through sports, because they love sports. They idolize.
Yeah.
They want to be on TV. Well, let's use that and give them some foundational tools for the sport they're playing, but also for life. And that is exactly what is going to really manifest itself, is they have to be in a position to do so. But the only way they can do that is they have to be willing to understand that feeding the good side tremendously with the right resources and the right advancement and the right enrichment is where we need to be in life.
And that's true. And one of the things we're dealing with today, Marcus, and we talked about this earlier, is the mindset of our leadership in the workplace. We've got the labels, as Mr. Graham spoke about last week and in his book, the labels. Our mind believes that we're poor. Our minds have been programmed to believe that we are less than, less fortunate. We don't matter. You're black, you're white, you're green, you're yellow. The mindset systemically has been visually and audibly and written for centuries. How tough is the challenge ahead to basically hit the reset button and talk about Romans 12:2 in our Bible that says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of what? Your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, which is the good and acceptable, perfect will. Marcus, what say you? What is the challenge? How great is that challenge?
The challenge is going to be great because we're living in a world where information, where technology makes it so bad things are very easily gotten or can be had to by the youth to look at. And until we can make some type of a positive, real change when it comes to that information and making it where they can't get their hands on it as easily, it's going to be a challenge. But the great thing is that great leaders fight battles that they know they sometimes can't win, but they still are going to push forward and try to win. Like, for example, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he knew his battle was probably not going to be won in his lifetime. Probably knew that. And when he passed away at 38 years of old from being murdered, that was an absolute horrific tragedy in our history. But Dr. King continued to do his work while he was alive. He was very much into faith and the Bible and just being positive. And we need more people like him in our new world, in our new America, in our society. They're going to fight these battles like yourself, like myself, like Stedman, like all these other great people that we know in our circles and that are in other circles that want to make a difference. And I feel when we go into something, knowing it's going to be hard, but we still hunker down, get our elbows dirty, get our wrists dirty, and we use our experiences, we use faith, and we use reason to try to really touch and get as much into these young people and into our new American society, the good and how transformation of your mind will help you in the short term and the long term, I feel it will make a huge difference in the world. I really do. So I'm excited to work with people like yourself and Mr. Graham and all these other great individuals, because we are literally making it where it can be a better tomorrow if we can see and tell the young people transformation of their mind is going to make them and put them in a better place to win overall.
Yes, absolutely. And I look forward to that challenge, don't you, Marcus?
Oh, absolutely I do. You know, absolutely yes. I do. I think that it's absolutely a great, great challenge. It's a great legacy we're trying to leave, which is development and enhancement of our young people. If we can do that, we can truly be in a better world, and our new America will shine brighter than ever, because the young people are going to be the ones to carry on the torch and continue to maintain that beacon of light.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's most important is our leaders for tomorrow. Our youth are looking for leaders by example. They can read. They've got an information highway on the worldwide internet. But they need to see that example in their daily lives when they go to school, in their community, when they go to church, when they're at the recreation. They need to see a spirited mindset that feeds that pathway forward as we're talking about. And I love this. And I must share this about my dad as growing up as a child that certainly pays off when you're in that house. Before he went on to heaven, he shared a few things with me, Marcus. But one of the main things that he stressed as a child and before he passed away was think for yourself. Think for yourself. Do not let anyone else think for you. And that has just always stood with me because it goes back to self-leadership and determining if that glass is half full, everybody sees that same glass. And if you see it half full, that's okay. That's how you think. And if the other person see that glass half empty, that's how they think. Which one do we choose to win? Mm-hmm. How do you think we can begin to really apply that and be the example as we lead our next generation?
We have to show our next generation how important it is to have a positive victory mindset. And again, utilizing things like sports, utilizing things like successful individuals, tying it into the message of the young people and what gets them excited. Again, it's all about pattern recognition, understanding what a group or audience like, being able to talk to that group in a language that they understand and they find exciting and sensational, and then tying in your message, your value system, and what you want them to get from your words. For example, when I talk to young people all the time, I say, let me ask you all a question. Would you like to be Tom Brady? Tom Brady. I say, well, I haven't told you who the other person is yet. Okay, well, who is it? Or Robert Kraft.
Right.
Who's Robert Kraft? I said, well, Robert Kraft was the gentleman for 20 years that signed Tom Brady's check. Oh, my God, he has more than Tom Brady? Yes, he does. He's paying Tom the top dollar, but he's getting back even more dollars when he's paying Tom Brady. I would always do the same thing when LeBron's at the Cavaliers. Who do you want to be, LeBron James or Dan Gilbert? And they were like, who's Dan Gilbert? He owns the Cavaliers, and he pays LeBron James his salary. And it blows their mind. So when you really start making young people understand that education – and values and entrepreneurship around being led and guided by strong mentors, strong individuals can help you build a successful business. Use sports as what they like, but tie it into the message that we're trying to get them, that their mindset should be how to advance beyond sports. Like I tell people all the time, sports, no matter what you play, basketball, football, baseball, soccer, bowling, pool, I don't care what it is, you know, bass fishing.
Right.
At some point, you become an ex-athlete. What's your life going to look like after that? And so passing them that message around mindset, Francina, with the youth works very well. And I truly enjoy showing them how they can be great by tying in education, values, and a super strong mindset at every step of the way.
You are so, I just admire that about you so much. And we've gotten so many feedback from our student athletes. Just you are leading by example. They are watching you. They are listening. And that is what is impacting their lives right now to make a difference when they exit that school, the college, and go into the workforce. This is what we're doing. As Mr. Graham spoke about, and I'll speak about this, and then we'll wrap this up with the New America Tour. But to your point, Marcus, when Mr. Graham spoke to the children at the Coach Tate Foundation in 2011, it's just your example with one of the children. They want to be big. They want to be the NFL player, the NBA. But he spoke to them, and he said, this is not about these NFL players being big, being fast, being strong. No, it's about their mindset. To your point, he stressed to the children, there's a process to get to NFL, but it's their mindset. So when they don't make the team or when they retire or get cut for whatever reason, their mind is not lost. They're able to retool and carry on the good in the world. So that's a very important message, Marcus, and I really appreciate that. And excited about November. Can you share with our listeners in our last few minutes here how we're going to continue these tenets and education in North Carolina in November?
Yes, November 19th and 20th will be in Asheville, North Carolina. Me, you, Mr. Patrick Yankee, and Mr. Stedman Graham will be speaking to the audience that's live in person and also that watches virtual on Zoom about multicultural leadership and development and professional and personal enhancement in the new America to help make a stronger, more diversified, and even more qualified workforce. It's all about, you know, his book and your book and my book and Patrick's book, all tied around the essence of leadership, identity leadership, self-leadership, how can you push better to become more by using your faith, the success cycle. And we're really about giving great information and providing immense value to the audience to help them proceed and grow and become even more successful in their personal and their professional lives. Again, November 19th and 20th in Asheville, North Carolina. Can't wait for that event to come up very, very soon.
Amen. And go to CoachTateFoundation.com and register today or sponsor. We look forward to seeing you there. And thank you, Marcus. To all of our listeners, it's family time. It's time to get our mindset affairs in order, so we can lead by example today for our tomorrow, because we are one people, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all peoples. Until next week, same time, same station. Praise 107.9, Jacksonville, Florida. I am Francina Tate Hallres, your hostess.
Power Your Family with the dynamic new book by Francina Hallres, Our Sixth Sense and Purpose, The Power in Knowing Who You Are. It's the book that gives you insights into life's problems. Francina Hallres is an author, motivational speaker, and national broadcaster who believes the answers to your problems lies within the knowledge that was once traditionally passed down by families. But that knowledge has been short-circuited by today's faster pace. The book, Our Sixth Sense and Purpose, The Power in Knowing Who You Are, brings that accumulated wisdom to the problems that all families face. You'll find your copy of Our Sixth Sense and Purpose, The Power in Knowing Who You Are, at Amazon and at better bookstores. Empower your life with the dynamic new book, Our Sixth Sense and Purpose, The Power in Knowing Who You Are, by Francina Hallres.
Thank you for joining Francina Hallres on Empowered Family Talk. Tune in next week.